Kenneth Weidstam. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats, all things photography. So today I'm going to talk about, somebody told me that it is a faux pas. It's gauche to put family photos in your living room. That is not the way you should be decorating. Interior designers know better. You can really make a major social faux pas by putting up a family photograph where there should be a watercolor abstract or some kind of cubist art. What are you thinking? Come on. That's what they said. They said that is completely not in style right now. And I'm like, when did family photos go out of style? And why and how? It seems like every time I go to a yard sale or a thrift store, it's filled with picture frames. What happened to all the pictures? I don't believe that. And if other people do, I say they're wrong. Because photographs, when we were growing up, helped us know that we were part of the family. They showed us growing up. They showed us as belonging to the team. Every year, those school pictures would go up along the staircase, and that was how we knew we were a vital part of that team. And it seems like people don't have as many of them up anymore, but I don't know that that was an insignificant thing. I think that it was quite significant for me to have and to go to other families' houses and see their photographs on their walls. And it felt like it was something more than just decoration. It felt like it was a sense of importance, a sense of maybe identity of who the family is and who we are. And we're all part of it. And they weren't hidden away in a phone, and they weren't hidden away on a computer hard drive. They were out in public. They were out in the open air display. They weren't tucked away in the bedroom. They were right out in the living room. And if you say to me that you can't put a photo of your grandma up on your living room wall because it's not in style, I question, who are you taking your style cues from? Because when we live with those photographs of our loved ones, when they become a part of our world, they get to live on forever with us as opposed to having their faces forgotten. If you don't put up your grandmother's photo, your kids will never know what they look like. And if they come across a photo, they'll throw it away because there's no reason to keep people they don't know's photos. And when you include them, they become part of a family history and part of a legacy of who you are and where you came from. The sacrifices that people made to create that family that these future generations are a part of. So it's really much more important than you think, Mr. and Mrs. Interior Designer. It's not about looking like a catalog or a magazine interior. It's not looking like something from Architectural Digest. It's about embracing our families and putting our family photographs on the walls to signify that's what's most important to us. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. I welcome your comments. As always, here's a good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.